From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United States has confirmed that Iran released 10 U.S. Navy sailors Wednesday, a day after they were detained when they drifted into Iranian territorial waters. A Pentagon statement said there was no indication that the 9 men and 1 woman were harmed while in Iranian custody. In a speech earlier today, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry thanked the Iranian government for treating the soldiers well.
I also want to thank the Iranian authorities for their cooperation and quick response. These are always situations which, as everybody here knows, have an ability, if not properly guided, to get out of control. And I'm appreciative for the quick and appropriate response of the Iranian authorities.
The sailors were on 2 small boats in the Persian Gulf between Kuwait and Bahrain when U.S. controllers lost contact with them on Tuesday. U.S. officials said they were picked up near Farsi Island, and the Pentagon said Wednesday they left the island in the same 2 boats before taken ashore by Navy aircraft. Meanwhile, the Navy says it is investigating the incident. Pakistani police and hospital officials said a suicide bombing Wednesday at a polio vaccination center in Pakistan killed at least 14 people and wounded 23 others. Doctors said 5 of the wounded were listed in critical condition. The attack occurred in Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province, and authorities say most of the casualties were security personnel. Officials in eastern Afghanistan said a gun and bomb attack Wednesday in Jalalabad killed 7 security personnel and wounded 10 people. Afghan police and witnesses said the attack began when several massive explosions near the Pakistani consulate. The provincial police chief told reporters that 3 attackers were targeting the consulate. VOA News. A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon Wednesday when he blew himself up at a mosque during morning prayers. Officials say the early morning attack occurred in a village near the border with Nigeria. So far, there's been no claim of responsibility. A confidential UN memo to the Security Council warns that a proposed peacekeeping force for Burundi would be unable to quell large-scale violence in the African country. The memo was sent by UN peacekeeping chief Hervé Ledsous, and he advised council members last week to travel to Bujumbura for urgent talks on the crisis over President Pierre Nkurunziza's election to a 3rd term. Germany has outlined plans to tighten deportation laws for foreigners in the wake of series of attacks on hundreds of women in Cologne and other cities on New Year's Eve. As Henry Ridgewell reports, there have been several revenge attacks against foreigners in Cologne.
Far-right supporters and football hooligans smashed shop windows and damaged cars in the eastern city of Leipzig in the early hours of Tuesday. The rampage began around the same time that 2,000 supporters of the anti-Islamic Pegida movement demonstrated nearby. Olaf Spermer was among the protesters. Spermer said what has really annoyed them in recent months is the whole situation regarding foreigners and how things have been handled. German Justice Minister Heiko Maas Tuesday outlined tougher deportation laws for anyone convicted of certain crimes, including sexual assault. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A Turkish official said Wednesday that authorities had arrested 1 person in connection with a suicide bombing Tuesday in Istanbul that killed 10 people. The country's interior minister said the detention happened late on Tuesday but did not give any further details on the suspect's identity or possible role in the attack. The interior minister also said the bomber was not on a list of people wanted by Turkey. Turkish authorities arrested a number of suspected Islamic State militants during the raids on Wednesday. Swedish prosecutors have asked Ecuador's permission to interview WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London over allegations of rape. The Swedish prosecution authority announced the move on Wednesday, saying it was not possible to estimate when an answer might be given. Assange has been living at the Ecuadorian embassy in London since June 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden over those rape charges. South Korean soldiers have fired warning shots at a suspected North Korean drone that was spotted flying over the border separating the 2 countries. A statement by South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the object was spotted flying above an observation post Wednesday along the western part of the border. The object turned around and returned to North Korea. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.